This is Ozarks at Large for Friday, April 13th, 2012. I'm Kyle Callums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. KUAF is supported by Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, celebrating the American spirit by uniting the power of art with the beauty of nature. The museum opens at 11 a.m. daily, except Tuesdays. More information is available online at crystalbridges.org.
The AMP, Arkansas Music Pavilion, presents Big Gigantic with guest Paper Diamond Saturday, April 21st at the Washington County Fairgrounds. This evening will offer a mix of electronic, jazz, and hip-hop music. Tickets and more information are available at arkansasmusicpavilion.com.
Later on the program, standing on your head, lifting another person in the air, and flipping about takes practice, especially if you're doing all of those stunts on a moving horse. We'll meet members of a vaulting team in town as part of the annual Horse Festival at the University of Arkansas's Pauline Whitaker Animal Science Arena, and a conversation with the Cherokee Nation's Principal Chief, Bill John Baker. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich traveled to Tahlequah this week to meet him.
Before all of that, a check of other items worth your attention. Arkansas's two racetracks that also offer electronic gambling are raking in record millions. What the gambling industry calls electronic games of skill at Oaklawn Park and Hot Springs brought in over $90 million in wagers for March. That breaks all previous records for the park. Roby Brock with Talk Business says Southland Park in West Memphis saw similar gains, with March's totals up 73% from previous years.
I think that there is definitely a sign when we see these numbers growing in these electronic wagers that there is some recovery in consumer spending, at least with their discretionary income. People are looking for entertainment outlets, and if your entertainment outlet gives you the promise of maybe winning a little something extra, that can stimulate some people to do that.
He says the increase in betting is in part due to the gaming and racing park's aggressive marketing. Roby says the casino's electronic gambling is on pace to exceed $2.8 billion taken in for calendar year 2012. He says the rise in gambling may attract potential competitors to the state.
Taxpayers have 48 extra hours to file this year. Since the traditional April 15th date falls on a Sunday and April 16th is a holiday, Emancipation Day, in Washington, D.C., the Internal Revenue Service estimates about 91,000 Arkansans will use still more time to file their taxes. David Snell, an IRS spokesman for Arkansas, says taxpayers can receive an automatic six-month extension by filing a Form 4868.
This allows extra time to get the return prepared and filed all the way until October 15th, but it's important to note it's only an extension of time to file, not to pay your tax.
Snell says all requested extensions filed by this year's April 17th deadline are accepted. He says taxpayers who think they will owe money but won't have their paperwork ready can follow a simple protocol.
The best thing to do is make an estimate of what your tax liability might be and send in some money with your Form 4868. But you don't have to send in 1 cent in order for Form 4868 to get you the extension. What will happen when you finally do file your tax return, if you wind up owing an additional amount, you will pay a late payment penalty of 0.5% per month on any unpaid balance, plus interest. What you avoid by filing Form 4868 on time is the big penalty. It's 5% per month, called a late filing penalty.
The six-month extension filing form can be found at the website irs.gov.
Nolan Richardson, C.C. Mercer, Roderick McDavis, and Marjorie Wilkins-Williams will receive Silas Hunt Legacy Awards from the University of Arkansas tonight at a banquet in Little Rock. The awards are given to African Americans with Arkansas connections in recognition of their significant achievements or contributions to the community, the state, and the nation. Nolan Richardson was the first African American head basketball coach in the Southeastern Conference. He won a national championship at Arkansas in 1994. Roderick McDavis is the former dean of the College of Education and Health Professions at the U of A and now president of Ohio University. Marjorie Wilkins-Williams was one of the first three undergraduate African American students admitted to the U of A and has had a storied career as a nurse and a nursing educator. And C.C. Mercer is one of the six pioneers, the first six African-American students to enroll at the University of Arkansas School of Law. He graduated from the law school in 1955.
The locally filmed television show Last Shot with Judge Gunn has been nominated for the PRISM Award. The honor is given annually by the Entertainment Industries Council for accurate television portrayals of prevention, treatment, and recovery from drug, alcohol, and tobacco use, and mental health concerns. The award will be handed out next week in Beverly Hills, California.
Officials with the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences say they hope to have demolition of Ray Winder Field completed sometime this summer. Leslie Taylor, Vice Chancellor for Communications at UAMS, says the university is having hazardous materials such as asbestos and lead paint removed from the old ball field, which was the longtime home of the Arkansas Travelers. Taylor says most of what's left of the ballpark is unusable, but UAMS has some plans for items that will be used to memorialize the park. Taylor says once the hazardous materials are removed, the school will begin bidding for a demolition contractor.
Speaking of baseball, the Arkansas Razorbacks and Kentucky Wildcats begin an important three-game SEC series tonight at Baum Stadium in Fayetteville. Arkansas is ranked as high as number 9 in the country, and Kentucky is ranked number 1 in the nation. Tonight's game is scheduled to begin at 6:35. Afternoon games for tomorrow and Sunday are scheduled to begin at 2:05 and 12:05, respectively.
And the Hawkeye Marathon is set for its annual run Sunday. Runners may have to deal with rain and strong winds. The National Weather Service says there is a 70% chance of showers or thunderstorms Sunday with wind gusts of up to 35 miles per hour. The Hawkeye is scheduled to begin Sunday morning at 7:30 on the Fayetteville Square. Those completing the entire 26.2-mile course will finish on the square as well.